Hello everyone, and welcome to Trivia on Shuffle. I'm your host Courtney, and this is my co-host and husband, Devin.
Hey y'all, how you doing?
We have a fun episode planned for you today. Let's go ahead and go over the rules. In today's episode, I will ask the questions, and you will have 10 seconds to answer. Give yourself 1 point for each question you answer correctly. There are 2 rounds, and each round consists of 10 questions. Your goal is to have more points than Devin by the end of the game.
Which you probably will.
On this podcast, we will do different categories every time. Trivia on Shuffle.
So some questions are going to be hard, and some questions are going to be easy. There's no specific order, but do your best.
Question 1. What is the name of Simba's mother in The Lion King?
Simba's mother? I know Simba had a mother. I mean, geologically, that's exactly appropriate.
Geologically? Do you mean biologically?
I'm not a scientist. I work on air conditioners, okay? Let's see. Simba's mother. I'm not sure. What do you guys think?
All right, Devin, what do you think?
Ilani?
No. Her name's Sarabi.
Sarabi?
Yeah. Don't you remember, like, when they were kids before they went to the Skull Rock or the Elephant Graveyard thing? That's what it was called. And he was, like, giving him a bath before he went over there.
Nah, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah. And then, like, at one part in the movie, Scar, like, yells for her, and he goes, Sarabi!
I don't remember that at all.
Question 2. What kind of animal is Manfred, or Manny, from Ice Age?
Manny? Manfred. Ice Age. So Manny, he was a mammoth. So he's a mammoth, right?
That's correct. Question 3. What year did Mulan come out?
Mulan? I think it came out in 2012, because I have no real idea.
So I was like in 6th grade or 7th grade in 2012. Do you think I was like 12 years old when that movie came out?
Maybe, because I don't remember it at all. And I'm a little older than you.
Because I'm pretty sure Princess and the Frog was like a little bit around that time. So actually the answer is 1998.
Yeah. I was hardly born at that point.
Yeah, you were only 2. I was not born. Alright, I think you might actually know this answer because you actually like this movie.
No way.
Question 4. How many kids does Pacha have in The Emperor's New Groove?
Oh, we just watched this. So I'm going to go with 2 because I feel like there was a boy and a girl and they were both just annoying the crap out of him as they were in the house the one time. So
that is correct. The answer is 2. Question 5. What is the name of the villain from Alice in Wonderland?
Alice in Wonderland. the Red Queen or the Queen of Hearts? Is that the answer?
Yes, Queen of Hearts is the answer.
Hey, I got one.
You've got a couple. You're doing okay. All right, this question is actually multiple choice. Question 6. Which of these movies did not have a sequel? Not A, Jungle Book, B, Cinderella, or C, Ratatouille.
What were the questions again?
You mean the choices?
The choices, yeah.
All right. A, Jungle Book. B, Cinderella. Or C, Ratatouille.
I don't remember there being a second of A, Jungle Book, or C, Ratatouille. So I'm going to have to go with B. What do y'all think?
No, not a sequel.
Not a sequel.
That's the thing. That's the question. Which one did not have a sequel?
Which one did not have a sequel? Ratatouille.
Correct. The answer is Ratatouille.
Ah.
So Jungle Book did have a sequel, Jungle Book 2. I'm not sure if that's what the title was, but I don't know if you remember the girl at the end that he, Mowgli, meets. It kind of like adds on to their relationship. And then for Cinderella, there was actually 2 movies after that. There's Cinderella 2 and 3, and if any like true Disney fan knows, Cinderella 3 is like the best out of all of them.
I don't think I didn't even know there was a 2 or a 3.
Was like there was like different like stories within it, but in the third one there was like time travel and like Prince Charming, or I think that's what his name is in the
Prince
movie.
Prince of Time Travel.
He, like, actually has, like, emotions and isn't, like, the most basic character. Because in Cinderella 1, he's, like, besides, like, Prince Philip and Sleeping Beauty, like, he's the most basic. And then, like, Prince Charming or whatever his name is, like, the one after that. Question 7. In Meet the Robinsons, what is the name of the main character?
Oh. I've only seen that movie like once, and that was a long time ago. The name of the main character is Teddy.
It is not Teddy.
It is definitely Teddy. Maybe Tom. Maybe John. What is it?
It's actually Lewis.
Lewis? That's so basic.
More basic than Tom or Teddy. Who names your kid Teddy?
I would name my kid Teddy.
Oh my god. Question 8. There are 5 Disney princess movies.
5?
Where both parents are alive. Name 3 of them.
Oh, that, first of all, sounds pretty depressing. Well, let's see. In the beginning, Frozen's parents were alive. Let's see, there's Elsa. Her parents were alive.
Yeah, but they died.
How about, what's the chick with the red hair? What was her name?
Ariel?
No. The other one. The Scottish one.
Oh, yeah. What's her name? Do you remember?
No, I have no idea.
I'll give it to you. It's Merida.
Meredith. Okay.
Not Meredith.
And then the one that was kept in a tower because the lady wanted her mom, her fake mom, wanted to keep her hair, to keep her young.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the movie or like the girl's name?
Tangled?
Yeah, that's the movie.
Tangled. Right. I couldn't remember her name though.
Yeah, Rapunzel.
Rapunzel. And then I can't think of a third one, so I'm gonna go with Snow White.
Alright, wrong on the last one, but you did get the other two. So the answers for all 5 of them are Mulan, Moana, Merida, Aurora, and Rapunzel.
Moana. I should have known Moana.
Yeah. Her parents weren't in, like, the whole movie. They were kind of just in the beginning, but yeah. And then Mulan. Some people don't categorize her as a Disney princess. I still think she's a Disney princess.
She's one of my favorites.
Yeah. She's hardcore. Question 9. Who is Tarzan's love interest in the movie Tarzan?
Tarzan. I think she had like some brownish red hair. I really have no idea at all. I can picture her face in the movie, but in the animated movie, but I cannot think of what her name would have been.
Alright. The answer is Jane.
Jane. I should have thought of that. Alright, here comes question 10. The end of the first round.
Which movie came out first? Beauty and the Beast or Pocahontas?
Ooh, I think I know this one, actually. If I had to guess, I would say that Pocahontas came out first, probably slightly after I was born, so 97, 1998 maybe? But I think Pocahontas was before Beauty and the Beast.
Actually, Beauty and the Beast came out first.
No way.
So Beauty and the Beast, do you think you can guess the year it came out?
1992?
So close. 1991. If you were really close with the year for Pocahontas, it was actually 1995.
Aww.
Alright, that's the end of round one. Make sure you're keeping track of all of your points. We're about to start round two, which is 10 more questions. Alright, this is the beginning of round two, question 11. Which movie was not released by Disney? Now, this is multiple choice. A, Spirit. B, Toy Story, or C, Bolt.
Oh, I think I know this one. I'm gonna go with A.
Spirit. That is correct.
Yeah, that was one of my sister's favorite movies back in the day. I remember taking long road trips and we would watch that movie every single time on the little DVD players in the back seat of the car.
Yeah, they would like hook them up to like the drivers and the passengers like front seat. You would have it on there. Do you know who actually produced Spirit?
Pixar, right?
Close. I know, yes.
I don't have another guess. I just remember the movie with the horse and yeehaw.
It was actually DreamWorks.
DreamWorks. Ah, way back in the day.
Question 12. How many thingamabobs does Ariel have in The Little Mermaid?
Can you define a thingamabob? Because I would have to guess that sounds like a number that would be over 100. So I'm going to guess 142, because thingamabobs seems like a number that would be above 100.
When she's describing thingamabob, she's talking about all the things that she has.
So a thingamabob is 142, right?
No. Alright, so the answer is 20. So she reveals this answer when she sings Part of Your World, when she's like in her little cave with all her stuff. She goes, "Want any thingamabobs? I got 20.
I guarantee you, if we counted the number of thingamabobs in that movie, it's over 20.
She has it in her little case.
It's over 20.
Oh, whatever you say. Question 13.
13. That's the unlucky number, so maybe I'll actually get one right since I've been doing so bad so far.
Alright. What is the name of the Native Chief's daughter in Peter Pan?
The Native Chief's daughter in Peter Pan? First thought was Pocahontas, because Chief. I honestly have no idea. The Native Chief's daughter, Peter Pan. I literally can only think of Pocahontas, so I have no idea.
Her name is Tiger Lily.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, remember when Captain Hook took her in his boat and he had her tied up, and Peter Pan went to go and rescue her?
No, I don't. But if it's Tiger Lily, it's Tiger Lily.
Question 14. This is another multiple choice, so maybe you'll have a chance on this one. In Brother Bear, the main character Kenai receives a totem of a bear from the Great Spirit. What does the bear represent? A. Guidance, B. Love, or C. Wisdom?
I think I know this one, actually. So is the answer C, wisdom? Because that's what I would go with.
Actually, it's B, love.
Love?
Yeah. So guidance was actually for Sitka, and it was the eagle. And wisdom was for his other brother, Denahi, which I forget the symbol for that one, but you get the gist. Question 15. What movie are the following characters from? Crush, Gil, Squirt, and Mr. Ray.
Crush, Gil, Squirt, and Mr. Ray. I think I have a good idea on this one. The answer to this one is definitely Finding Nemo. My first dog, I named her Squishy after the turtle.
Yes, so that is correct. Finding Nemo. Question 16. Which two characters sang A Whole New World in Aladdin?
A whole new world. So that would be Prince Ali and Princess, I can't think of her name.
You got it.
Princess, I really don't know.
Can you picture what she looks like?
Hot.
Oh my god. Alright. Her name is Jasmine. And I love how you said Prince Ali instead of Aladdin. He was in that attire, but yes, the answer is Aladdin and Jasmine. Question 17. What is the princess's name in Sleeping Beauty?
Oh, I'm not gonna lie. I have no idea. Just for giggles, the princess's name in Sleeping Beauty was Snoring Princess Ali.
What? No, the answer is Aurora.
Aurora?
Yeah. I think I said that earlier in this episode too. I'm surprised you didn't catch it.
Nah, I would not have put two and two together.
Her name is probably the least memorable one out of everyone. Everyone just calls her Sleeping Beauty.
I will call her Princess Ali.
No, it's Aurora. Question 18. What U.S. state is Lilo and Stitch set in?
We Low Wins Dish. Yeah, I love that show. So, I absolutely love the beach as much as I love it to be in Florida. Lilo and Stitch is based in Hawaii.
Yes, that is the answer, Hawaii. And I love how you associate it with the show now and not the movie, because you said, I love that show. Which, the show is really good. But yes, the answer was Hawaii.
I just absolutely love the beach life, and I cannot wait till eventually we're living by a beach.
Hopefully one day. Alright, this question is similar to the Emperor's New Groove question that we had earlier. Alright, question 19. How many kids do Mr. and Mrs. Incredible have in The Incredibles?
Mr. and Mrs. Incredible. I think I know the answer to this. So I think the answer is 3, because one of them is super fast, one of them is invisible, and one they don't know the powers of until later in the series.
Yeah, like at the end of the movie, the first movie, they show him like going berserk.
Yeah, and he does everything. He goes invisible, he does fire, he does like laser eyes, multiplies, yeah. He does absolutely everything.
But that is correct. 3 is correct.
That's good. Hopefully, our first child does not have those abilities.
Oh, no. All right, this is the final question for this episode.
The final question!
Question 20. What color is Hades in the movie Hercules?
Ooh, I think I know this. Hades is red. Red and orange, because he's on fire. So that seems pretty obvious to me. Hades, red, fire, orange, fire. Seems pretty obvious.
Actually, no. The answer is blue.
Whoa.
Yeah. Which is funny, because the way you described him as like a reddish-orangish color, to me, seems like his brother Zeus in the movie, because he's like glowing, like yellow-reddish.
Like Hercules?
No. Well, yeah, whenever he becomes a god, he is. I mean, he has red hair, but no, the answer is blue. All right, that was the last question. So, Devin, how did you do?
I think I got 9 questions right altogether.
Alright, so I wouldn't say that's passing. It's actually slightly less than half.
Passing to me.
Whatever you guys say. You'll do better next episode.
Maybe. Or will you do better next episode when I quiz you?
Maybe. Well, how did you guys do? I hope you did better than Devin over here.
I got 9. That's good enough.
Make sure you head to our Instagram and let us know how you did. This has been an episode of Trivia on Shuffle. Make sure to tune in next week for our next category of trivia. Also, follow us on Instagram at Trivia on Shuffle Podcast and subscribe wherever you tune in for your podcast.
Like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thank you.